This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, we talk to a political risk consultant on the dire prospects for Afghanistan's economy, despite expected support from, for instance, Beijing. The country, dependent on agriculture, was already enveloped by a severe drought. That'll be in our podcast, if you miss it on the air. And the UN Secretary General says he's already getting reports of new human rights violations in Afghanistan, especially targeting women and girls. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has some context.
When it comes to women's freedom to participate in society and the economy, people who've been observing the Taliban aren't optimistic.
The Taliban are no friends of girls and women, and for many years, they really had control over the country. Girls' education and women's education was forbidden.
Rebecca Winthrop co-directs the Center for Universal Education at the Brookings Institution, and she helped get Afghan girls into new government schools after the Taliban fell in 2001. She says the U.S. has invested more than $700 million in girls' and women's education, and attendance has increased. So has Afghan women's participation in the labor force, up from 15% to nearly 22%. But where the Taliban have taken control in recent years,
we were seeing girls not being able to go past seventh grade, which is when they hit puberty. Bombings of girls' schools, targeting female teachers.
In the big cities, many women have gone to university and entered business, government, academia, and the media. And now?
They are literally finding safe houses where they can hide.
Alyssa Lise Munoz directs the International Women's Media Foundation, which trains women journalists in Afghanistan. She doubts most of them will be able to keep working.
And it's not just their livelihood, but it's the reporting that they would have done. Who is covering maternal health? Who has access to speak to half of the population?
The Taliban may still find it challenging to reimpose repressive religious rule across the country, says Gail Semak-Luman at the Council on Foreign Relations, because Afghan society has changed.
Two-thirds of the country is under 25. They have no recollection. These are young women, just like your daughters, your sisters, who grew up thinking they could be teachers, doctors.
Luman points out more than half of students admitted to one major Afghan university this year were women. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.